And it's time to go on stage to see what's happening on the boards across the country, from dinner theater to marching band competitions to dance festivals. That was Mary Seidman and dancers at the American Dance Guild Festival in New York. Before that, we heard the Physical Poets performing at the Juice Hip Hop Dance Fest in Los Angeles. And we started with the American Parai team performing at the Indian Dance Festival in St. Louis. Now, let's tango, shall we? At the Shall We Tango Festival going on right now in New York City. Polly Furman is the creator. She's also a touring pianist. And she created and directs the all-female tango group Glamour Tango. She joins us from the Argo Studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin.
An all-female group. And as we're going to hear, yes, there's men who dance together as well. But we think of tango as being the dance of romance. Is it the same when it's all female?
Well, the idea behind the creation of Glamour Tango was different. It was to pay homage to women in tango. Because mm-hmm. when people think about tango, they think about an orchestra full of men, and they visualize or they know by experience that dancing tango, you have a leader who is generally the man. And when I got involved with tango music about 10 years ago, I realized that this was the fact that women were not in the front of the stage at mm-hmm. any point. Mm-hmm. So I decided to pay homage to many women, mainly singers in the history of tango. They had an important role in terms of they were very talented, but they were not recognized. They are not recognized now because they belong to the past.
Well, let's help you change that, because one of the women that you want to celebrate is the Argentinian singer and actress Tita Morello. She died in 2002. Let's listen to her Se Dice Mi.
Se dice que soy fiera, que camino a lo malevo, que soy chueca y que me muevo con un aire compadrón, que parezco Leguizamo. Mi nariz es puntiaguda, la figura no me ayuda y mi boca es un buzón. Si charlo con Luis, con Pedro o con Juan, hablando de mí, los hombres están. Critican si ya la línea perdí, se fijan si voy, si vengo o si fui.
Oh, you hear all the muscle there. I mean, that is just very muscular.
She's fantastic.
She's telling a story. But in addition to celebrating the singers, you have women dancing. And as you said, this is unusual. Is this happening that women are learning to dance the lead more?
Well, yes, more women are learning how to lead. The beginning, actually, of Glamour Tango is with this piece that you just passed, with parts of a movie where Tita Merello is singing that song, which is called Se Dice de Mí, You Say About Me. After that, we have two women dancing, making like if they were men, but it's like a joke, mm-hmm. because at the beginning, men were allowed to meet. They were the ones who danced together because the good women were not supposed to dance tango.
So you mentioned you have women dancing together in sometimes a comical way, in a serious way, and that men traditionally did dance together before it was acceptable for women because it was so sensual. But then now, in the modern age, it looks like there are men dancing together because they want to be sensual with each other. The Tango Lovers Company out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Montevideo, Uruguay, they're going to be performing. Now, let's listen to the music and I'll describe it. The video is pretty amazing. There's a theater piece here. A man says goodbye to his wife. He's going to work. He has an attaché case. But he meets up with another man. And mm-hmm. they dance in a very muscular but very suggestive way. I mean, the suggestion is that that's his male lover. Now, is that a modern take on this? I mean, when you say men have traditionally danced together, was it in this kind of suggestive way?
I don't think so. They didn't have a woman to dance with, although they used to dance with women at the bordellos.
Yeah.
at that time. But if they wanted to do something that was not in that place, then men danced together. But I tell you something, women also danced together inside their homes. They put the CD, there was no CD, there was a radio, or somebody playing the music in the street. And, you know, sisters will dance it together. Friends will dance it together. Yeah. That's what I'm showing also in my glamour tango.
Yeah. But these two men that will be dancing together, how does that go over for audiences?
Well, it's challenging. And the same thing like with the glamour tango with the women, people all say, oh, but women dancing together. I mean, why not? It could be sensual. It could be that they are in love. Could be that they just want to dance together. I don't think that it has a connotation of a sexual connotation all the time.
Well, in the case of Tango Lovers Company, these two men we've been speaking of, it's pretty clear when the original man and woman are reunited, she slaps him. So clear something's going on there. So this is the tango that provokes, perhaps, as you say, challenges.
Yes.
In addition to the tango lessons, the performances, the workshops, there's also going to be performances of the bandoneon. This is an accordion?
It's a German instrument that was used as a portable organ for religious processions that came to Argentina and to Uruguay and became the heart of the tango. It's not like an accordion. I mean, the similarity is that they're both wind instruments, but the accordion has a keyboard and this one has only buttons. It's a very, very difficult instrument to play because these buttons are placed at random. Mm. And if you press one in, has one sound, and if you go out with the same button, it has a different sound. So you have four possibilities, and it's a wonderful instrument. So the idea in the showcasing of this festival is, in this case, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Aníbal Troilo. He was a very, very good bandoneon player and orchestra leader. And he would be like the Louis Armstrong of he's a legend. And then after that, there is another legend, that is Astor Piazzolla.
Oh, sure.
Who used to play at Aníbal Troilo's orchestra. In our festival here, we have Daniel Vinelli, who is the third generation. They were passing the torch from Aníbal Troilo to Piazzolla and then to Daniel Vinelli. And what I want to stress is that we have in this festival musicians that came from Colombia and from Venezuela and from Argentina, young musicians, including bandoneonists. So the torch is given from Vinelli now to the new generation. So the center of the festival, what we want to stress, is a way to give a space for the new generations to help tango survive.
Hmm. Well, love is going to be in the air in New York City during this tango festival. Polly Furman, creator of the Shall We Tango Festival. We'll have much more information at hereandnow.org. Polly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Robin, for having me.
This is Tango Nuestra, Our Tango, with Daniel Benelli on the bandoneon. He's performing tonight at the festival. We'll have more info at hereandnow.org, along with those videos. And Sasha, people should look at this, but be careful. You could catch on fire.
By watching
it. So hot. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now.